This is, I think, a multi-million dollar idea, and I'm surprised it took this long. This guy has invented the popcorn bucket that fits in a cup holder. So you get the same amount of popcorn as you would like at the movies, but it fits in a cup holder at the movies or in your car.
I've been working on this for a long time, all the way back in 2014 when I first came up with the idea. And I thought to myself, if there's only a way I could just put this bucket in the cup holder, then I could put my arm around my wife and still eat the popcorn. Right? And Eureka, that was my Eureka moment. Well, I applied for patents. He even told me, he says, I think you got something here, kid.
Well, you know, Jared,
yes,
that part of the reason why the Stanley Cups, besides the handle, are so popular are because they're huge cups, and at the bottom they indent in so it can fit in a cup holder. That's why they're so popular. I still don't get why they're geared towards female, because I really want one lately.
Oh, no. My daughter told me that all the middle school boys now carry them.
Good.
It's now becoming a man thing. It's and it's they started making fun of the girls by doing it. But now they realize how much they love them, so now they all carry
one. Well, it does look like you're walking around with 5 gallons of water at any given time. But I realize that, especially at night, it just holds enough water, and it has an easy way to put a straw in it, unlike a Yeti does, that's still sealed. So I think this is the trend lately. We got to think of something else that indents at the bottom.
This is so popcorn is my kryptonite. When I go to the movie theaters, it's the only time I get it. And I get, can you leave room for the butter? I want 6 layers of it.
The
problem is that it seeps through the bucket. And my issue is it's all over my lap when I stand.
How much butter are you putting on?
All of it.
Yeah.
All of it. I go to the movies maybe twice a year. And that is my, I will get the whole bucket for myself. I will regret it for days. I will feel like crap for days. But that is my one thing that I love to binge on.
It's a great idea.
Well, I know that movie theater popcorn, which tastes great, by the way.
It's the worst thing in the world for you.
It's terrible in amount of calories. But
who cares? Once or twice a year.
You know what? It's even worse is, or just the same as microwave popcorn is really bad. But guess what, Jared and Matt, but more Jared, if you get the popcorn in the bag and it has the whole grain stamp on it, it's not that bad for you at all. It's the microwave one and the butter that you put on in the movie.
It's the fake butter is what it is. It's the chemicals in the fake butter. We all know that. We don't eat our junk food, our twice a year, major binge because it's not
to me, popcorn's not a major binge. I mean, I guess with the butter or whatever, but
So when
popcorn is not a major binge.
When you are at the movie theater and you get the popcorn and you put all the butter on, you're like, yeah, that's just a little snack. Let's get.
Oh, I mean, I'm saying if I'm doing it at home, I'm like, I'm binge eating. This is a major snack.
No.
Matter of fact, on some diets, they recommend you eat popcorn.
Yes, but the ones that I just said, if you look, especially skinny girl popcorn, which you could get, the skinny girl popcorn is very little calories and it's 100% whole grain. There's a special stamp you look for, which you don't care about, obviously, but I'm going to show you. But it makes it healthier.
Oh, thank you. There's other people that are listening besides me that might want to, that are appreciative of that information.
I think if you need to have popcorn
way. There's lots of people listening. So, yeah, that's good. I mean, if you're looking for healthy popcorn, that's fine. I like kettle corn, too. I know some people don't like it. It's sweet.
Or cheddar. Listen, if you want to get in my pants, give me some cheddar popcorn.
Wow. Okay.
My husband knows this. Sorry. My husband knows this. He knows Garrett cheddar popcorn from Chicago.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, it's going to Chicago to get my pants, but it's worth it.
I think you're better off at home, Jared and Matt, but I know Matt's on a huge kick because Matt has lost so much weight.
No, but I'm not dumping on Matt, but Matt isn't Matt's still eating the same foods, basically.
Way less.
He's eating less of it, but it's not like he's not eating
a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Let's not pretend he's eating kale.
I haven't eliminated certain things from my diet. I just eat it in much more moderation.
Right. Exactly, which is that's the key, right?
Yeah, and I'll still go to the movies, and I'm the same way. I love a Mountain Dew and a popcorn, but I don't put extra butter on my popcorn. When I get
that's healthier.
You're missing out.
But I will say microwave popcorn is it's the easiest. It's the worst. If you make it the old school way or get it in this pre-made bag, it's 1,000 times healthier. I promise you that.
Okay. All right.
I found the those AMC popcorn bags now that they sell at the grocery store. Have you seen these?
No.
They already popped?
It's already popped. I was nervous about that, but it is as close to movie theater popcorn that I've found at a grocery store.
What grocery store is this?
Why did you buy one for
Neighborhood Walmart.
Wow.
They do the regular one. They do one, Josie, that's extra butter. Yes. And then I think they do one that's like lightly salted or
did
something like that.
Did you check the ingredient?
Hell no. No. I didn't I buy this because I'm hoping to you know, really look at my macros tonight.
Yeah. I want my microwave popcorn or my bagged popcorn to be soggy.
Yeah.
And my movie theater popcorn.
But
that's
I'm
how
just
much
telling
better.
You, Matt might be onto something because all the ones that are in that, even though it's processed probably, all the ones that are in the bag, their nutritional value, and it's not that far off, is way better. It's just, it's so
it's
much better.
It's not even
better.
The nutritional value. It's the chemicals in the butter. I mean, there was a whole news story about this. It's the one thing that's like the worst thing for everything is the oil in your microwave popcorn. You just don't need it every daggone day. It's fine. Spinach. For a guy that used to eat Doritos for breakfast, he sure does have a lot of it.
He forgets. But he's making...
You were one of us one time.
Yes, don't forget that. You
sorry,
once,
Josie.
Once upon a time, you were like
your
us.
Your Capri Sun.
And
your
Doritos
every
breakfast,
day.
Every morning.
But you've made changes.
But I'm also looking at more, like you guys look at it more from a calorie standpoint. I don't.
No, I look at it from a taste standpoint.
And I look at it for health.
How good is it?
I don't look at it calories. Is this good or not? Well, no. When I'm, you know, like I'm in the maintenance portion of Greensboro Weight Loss, but when I'm on it, of course, I'm looking more closely. But it's about taste for me. Okay. If it's healthy and it tastes good. Fine.
Well, that's my
point.
This
is rare.
Which is rare.
Now, with this, a lot of people don't know this, but there's a special stamp that most of you probably don't recognize. It's not the non-GMO, although that's good too. It's a special stamp that talks about wheat because there's a lot of misconception. Somebody will say like, oh, yeah, this is wheat bread. No, it's not wheat bread. It's has to say 100% whole wheat and have a special stamp. Just like 100% whole grain pie. That's what I do. I can eat as much as I possibly want, as many calories. It's all about the healthiness for me.
I look for 100% processed.
Right,
if it's
right.
99% processed, right. Get this crap out
get
of my car.
Out of here.
I miss Dorito and Capri Sun, Jason.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Like, I miss poor Katie. And I also miss someone unhealthy, Jason.
What do you miss about me? Have I changed at all? I think you're
about the same.
I feel like I've gotten worse. I'm spiraling in the other direction.
I think you're about the same.
Okay. Okay. I think we kind of missed that time you had your jaw locked.
He's angry. Lashy now.
Yeah, I miss those.
I don't think you ever had that.
Yeah.
No,
it was a dream you had or something.
Right.
What we're trying to say is thank you for filling in for Katie.
Always. Always.